evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday, January 30th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., live on the Republic Broadcasting Network. A lot of you, I'm sure, are probably listening on shortwave, but there's also some other addresses here that I'm going to be giving out where you can listen in, I guess, on satellite or on the Internet or whatever, folks. I don't understand all the technology, but spread the word that RBN is alive and functioning. And later on, I'm going to give you these addresses that you can pass on to your friends by email, by postcard, by word of mouth, and just let everybody know that despite the problems, RBN is still here. I'm here. Everybody here is working to bring you the truth because you can handle the truth. There were a lot of people celebrating what they perceived to be the demise of the Republic Broadcasting Network, but as we've noted, and as you know by the fact that you're listening, we are here. I have a lot of little things to talk about tonight. I have just a big pile of clippings in front of me. But, of course, you're always welcome to call in here. We don't have any guests tonight. The number, the call-in number, remains 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And for those of you who don't understand this marvelous technology of radio, bear in mind that because of the problems we've been having, I don't have my normal board in front of me on the computer, so it requires my producer and I to communicate kind of behind the scenes on the phone. So bear with my producer and bear with me if there's any trouble getting you up. But as I say, later on in the hour, I'm going to give you three internet addresses where you can refer people to listen to, I guess what it's called, the stream, the broadcast. Well, news out of Chicago from one of my sources, former American Free Press correspondent Christopher Belin faces a trial tomorrow. Charge, I guess, with resisting arrest. We, of course, discussed that very in detail here in this program with Christopher. At that time, I had great faith in what Christopher said, but since that time, of course, a lot of information has come up. Some of it Christopher's own doing that raises questions. But tomorrow, he will face the jury of his peers. Let us hope that justice is served. Okay, folks, we're going to our first break. When we come back, more commentary, maybe a little bit of news. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network. It still lives.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, courtesy of my sponsor, Headaches Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. It works. I'm talking from personal experience. I'm talking from the testimonies of several people I know. So you might want to try it out yourself. Their website address is headachesstaygone.com. Their 800 number, toll-free number, is 327-0727. Order a bottle of 60 capsules, try it out. They'll send you a bill with it once you're satisfied that it works. Pay the bill, otherwise send it back. That's a pretty good offer. 1-800-327-0727. Headaches, stay gone. It does work, folks. I stand here to tell you that. Okay, well, prior to the break, I mentioned that Christopher Blinn faces trial in Chicago. I'm going to have somebody there watching the event, see what happens. It appears as though Mr. Blinn has got himself a hotshot lawyer who's part of the Chicago establishment, the former prosecutor, which, of course, that in my mind raises questions as to how he could get such a lawyer. But be that as it may, we will see if the fix is in tomorrow or not. There's much more to the story that has yet to be told. And, of course, that story began right here live on the air when Mr. Blinn perpetrated a fraud along with his ally Eric Hufschmidt in putting forth someone who gave us a phony story about what he supposedly saw at the Pentagon. That, of course, is the infamous Sam Danner. Nice fellow, but he was not telling us the truth. Although he did later admit, of course, that he was not telling the truth. Might even get Sam on the show some evening. Let him tell the whole story in retrospect. Since that time, of course, American Free Press has learned that several of the other stories that Mr. Blinn has put forth, let's just put it this way, there are some real serious questions about their validity. And, of course, that puts American Free Press in an awkward position because we put so much faith in someone who clearly did not deserve that kind of faith. Unfortunately, you know, as I've said time and again, and as I commemorated in a whole book, The Judas Goats, which many of you have read, there is an enemy within, and that is demonstrated all too often. We see outside forces interfering in good, solid, patriotic organizations and manipulating things from within, and it's just one of the dangers. You know, what's the old saying? If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. I always tell people if I could have done it all over again, I'd have been an accountant. Although, considering the fact I don't know much about accounting and didn't do very well in accounting in high school, I probably wouldn't have been much of an accountant. So I'm stuck here doing what little I can from my little office here in Washington and helping out the folks at American Free Press and, of course, broadcasting over Republic, just trying to get the word out. There's so much that goes on, you know, day-to-day, folks. It's hard to keep up with it. I find myself, I have a pile of clippings and items and notes for my radio broadcast, and then I have a pile of clippings and notes for stories that I want to do for American Free Press, and then I have a couple books in the works that I just haven't been able to get around to for a couple months. You know, the world just keeps driving forward, and I'm sorry to say forward more than ever towards what appears to be a very frightening abyss. Maybe abyss isn't the word. Maybe Holocaust is the word, because if these madmen in the Bush administration and their friends in Israel get their way, nuclear weapons will be launched against the nuclear facilities of Iran. That's madness, folks. That's a real Holocaust, folks. And a lot of people are going to suffer as a consequence. Now, you know, today's Washington Times, a gentleman by the name of Ariel Cohen, who's with the Heritage Foundation, one of these conservative organizations, I call them kosher conservative organizations, capital K, capital K, the kosher conservative cronies. They have a, Mr. Cohen has a piece saying about Holocaust deniers and their allies. Well, the Holocaust deniers are now mixed up with radical Islam and this and that and such and such, and he says that the Holocaust deniers, along with their friends, are a clear and present danger to world peace. So in other words, these people who are called Holocaust deniers, like Jimmy Carter, you know, he's been accused of minimalizing the Holocaust, Jimmy Carter, David Irving, David Duke, even myself, and I've written very little on the Holocaust, but I've been called a Holocaust denier, we're a threat to world peace, and therefore we must be destroyed. Well, I'm here to tell Mr. Ariel Cohen that they better finish the job, because if I can stand up and still shoot, I will fire back at least one shot and hope to take down the bad guys who are so determined to deny us freedom of speech. Yeah, folks, you know, you have to fight to live. I guess that's the way it works. And when people are threatening your lives, as they very clearly are doing, these kosher conservatives, their allies in the Israeli lobby, their friends in the mass media in America, you know, when you can't even discuss the issue of the Holocaust, you know, you can talk about is the Bible for real, but you can't talk about the details of the Holocaust. And it's kind of interesting. Just happened to pick up a book this evening, Why People Believe in Weird Things. It's by Dr. Michael Shermer, who calls himself a professional skeptic about everything, that the things that people like to talk about, whether it's psychic phenomena, whether it's witchcraft, you name it, he wants to debunk it all. And one of the things he wants to debunk is Holocaust denial, so-called. I don't like that term, but that's the term he uses. It's very interesting in his book, in discussing Holocaust denial, he mentions that a lot of times he speaks with Holocaust scholars, and they, as he puts it, they occasionally will say something like, quote, off the record, I do not place much validity in survivors' testimony because their memories are faulty. In other words, these Holocaust survivors are saying, or these Holocaust scholars are saying, that all these stories we hear from Holocaust survivors are just not really to be relied upon. They are, in their words, faulty. Memories are faulty. He also notes that off the record, this is what Holocaust scholars will say, off the record, the deniers have identified some things that need further research. Well, Dr. Shermer says, in my opinion, trying to keep these things off the record is going to backfire on historians. And you see, that is exactly what is happening. You know, this big conference in Iran got so much international publicity, and of course, even the coverage of it was distorted. But the good thing about it is it got it into, of course, public discussion, the fact that there are people from a lot of walks of life, from all your classic races, creeds, and colors, who, although they may disagree on a lot of things, they do agree on one thing, and that is that the story of the Holocaust is overstated and, in my opinion, getting quite boring. We hear so much about it. As I say, you can hardly open up the paper without reading about it. So you know, it's a subject that I never really wrote that much about, but you know, when I'm accused of being a Holocaust denier, it makes me kind of question why I'm being accused of being a Holocaust denier, and leads me further into investigating what these so-called Holocaust deniers really do have to say. And once you start looking at what they have to say, you realize that there is much more to the story. And, of course, I think probably the most obvious evidence that there is much more to the story of the Holocaust is the fact that the Holocaust is an obsession of the mainstream media in America, the mass broadcast media, the major news magazines. So, folks, if you have any doubts about the so-called Holocaust deniers, and you want to believe that all these things happened, you have to consider the source on it, the mass media, because you, the listeners of the Republic Broadcasting Network, know full well that the media is the enemy. The mass media in America is controlled. It's controlled by a small handful of families and financial institutions that have absolutely no allegiance to America, but only allegiance to themselves and to their program, their agenda, which some of us have been known to call the New World Order. So if you don't believe the mass media in one realm, why should you believe the mass media in another realm? Oh, yes, I know it's fashionable to damn Adolf Hitler and to say he killed 6 million Jews and that George W. Bush is another Hitler and he's going to kill 6 million more somehow, some way or another. But that kind of thinking is kind of putting a hood over your eyes and putting plugs in your ears and not looking at the reality of how the mass media treats this subject of the Holocaust. And, of course, the Holocaust is used as a big tool to promote the interests of the state of Israel. And, of course, the interests of the state of Israel are integral to this whole New World Order that we so often talk about. Ah, yes, the New World Order. The Vatican, the Zionists, corporate media. We hear all the major players mentioned, but you cannot talk about the New World Order without mentioning the primary force behind it, and that is Zionism. Now, we're going to have a break coming up here, folks. When we come back from the break, we have more commentary from yours truly. And if you want to chime in about any particular issue, feel free to do so. The number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of the all-natural cure for headaches. What is the name of it, folks? You know what it is. It's Headache Stay Gone. That's the website address, headachestaygone.com. All those words jammed together, headachestaygone.com. I understand the Republic Broadcasting Network is going to have a new website up very shortly. And, of course, those details will be forthcoming. In the meantime, though, I have three addresses where you can tell your friends that they can listen to the streaming presentation of this program. Now, I don't even know what that means, but you probably know what it means, and your friends probably know what it means. So I'm going to give you three addresses. They're all numerical addresses that you can punch in on the internet. I went to my internet search site, went to the address site, and I typed in the numbers, and all three of these things came up. So get your pen and paper handy, folks, and I'm going to read you the three addresses. These are just the numbers. I'm not including all the HTTPs and the slashes, et cetera, et cetera. Just the addresses. The addresses worked for me. I'm sure they'll work for you. The first address is 216.240.133.177:2005. Don't forget, folks, don't confuse your colon with your semicolon. A colon is one dot on top of the other. No, I'm not talking down to you. I'm not patronizing. Let's put it this way. People forget. A lot of people haven't been in school in 50 years, and they don't remember their colons from their semicolons. I'm going to read that address to you again. 216.240.133.177:2005. That's 2005. The next address, it's all those same numbers, 216.240.133.177, then the numbers 2007, 2007. But I'm going to read it out to you, just so it's clear in your mind. 216.240.133.177. 1-800-133-177:2007. And guess what? The third address, just the same, 216-240-133-177 with all those dots. But then it's followed by a colon and 2009. So that third address is 216.240.133.177:2009. I understand, all things being equal, that the new address, the new internet address for Republic Broadcasting will be republicbroadcasting.org. republicbroadcasting.org, all things being equal. But in the meantime, those three addresses are valid addresses, so I would urge you to post them on internet bulletin boards, send them in emails, hell, write out some postcards to your friends, but get those addresses out there so that we don't miss any of our audience and they don't miss us, because I've gotten emails, and I can tell you there have been folks calling the American Free Press office here in Washington saying, what happened to the Republic Broadcasting Network? And people there at American Free Press have been, you know, just as much in the dark as many of us, but needless to say, RBN is alive at those addresses and here on shortwave. Thank God for that. Well, speaking of alive, on March 11th through 13th, there's going to be thousands of living people oozing their way into the Washington, D.C. Convention Center for the AIPAC Policy Conference, March 11th through 13th. Thousands of pro-Israel activists from around the country are going to get together to help shape the future of America and Israel at this time of dramatic change and uncertainty. You know, AIPAC's website is AIPAC.org, AIPAC.org. I don't think you're going to want to go to the conference, folks. But I tell you what, you know, they just had all these anti-war protesters here swarming around the Capitol, and I certainly support what they did, and they marched up and down Pennsylvania Avenue and, you know, gave George Bush hell. But, you know, if they would have really wanted to make their point and make it best, they should have waited and swarmed around the Washington Convention Center on March 11th through the 13th when some of the most powerful people in America, AIPAC's members, their financiers, some of America's billionaires and millionaires, getting together to plot America's involvement in future wars for Israel. God Almighty, I'd love to see 100,000 people surround the Washington Convention Center. That would be fantastic. Stay tuned for more commentary when we come back, folks. Yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on a very much alive and kicking Republic Broadcasting Network. We have quite a few callers here lined up. That means there are people listening. That's good news, so we're going to bring them up in a second. You know, I almost didn't do the show this evening because I wasn't really feeling too well, actually just kind of a little tired. But, you know, I told a friend of mine, I said, you know, if I don't do the show tonight, there's going to be all sorts of rumors all over the Internet, all over the blab rooms that Mike Piper quit Republic Broadcasting, or Piper was fired, or Piper this or Piper that. So I said, no, I said, I'm going to do the show. So I am here to do the show. You know, before the break, I mentioned the fact that AIPAC, the big Israeli lobby group, is going to be meeting at the Washington Convention Center on March 11th to 13th. And that's really where the real power lies here, folks. You know, they come up here and protest on Capitol Hill and in front of the White House, but the real power is at AIPAC. At least that's the lobby arm of the real power. And, you know, I just think it would be wonderful if some American millionaire out there would put up $1 million and pay for about 10,000 people to come to Washington and just surround the Washington Convention Center for 3 days. You know, I mean, I just think that would be tremendous. Now, of course, I guarantee you that the police force they'd have the entire Washington police force guarding the AIPAC conference. They'd have the entire Washington police force there. They'd have the Secret Service there. They'd probably even bring in the military. You know, and all these gangsters from AIPAC would be inside the Washington Convention Center, but I guarantee you they'd be scared to come outside because the anti-war people would be focusing on the real warmongers, and that is the people who are going to be in Washington at the Convention Center March 11th through the 13th. My God, like I say, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could get 100,000 people, 100,000 anti-war American patriots surrounding that convention center where all these traitors are, all these traitors who've taken control of our government and got us involved in needless foreign wars and killed so many Americans in these needless foreign wars and who are making more and more enemies for America around the world. The people who belong to AIPAC, the people who support AIPAC, and the people who do AIPAC's bidding are the traitors. They are anti-troop. They are anti-flag. They are anti-mom and pop. They are anti-apple pie. They are anti-American. They are the traitors. And we've got to start saying it loudly and without fear. All right, let's go to the phones before I get any angrier. We have Jack in Arizona. Jack, come on up.
How are you doing tonight, Michael?
Well,
you're getting angry, right?
Yeah, I'm getting angry. I mean, you know, I wish I had $1 million to spare. I would put up the bill for 10,000 people.
I hear you.
I mean it. I would if I had the money to spare. You know, I know. You know what I? You know, I just think of what these traitors are doing to our country, Jack.
Well, they seem to be more on the war path than ever before.
That's what's so amazing about it. You know, after this debacle in Iraq, they're still pushing for war in Iran, and you know they're trying to drag Syria into it. I mean, what?
Well, I think, if you want to go back to the Kennedy assassination, the last 40 years or so, they've been sort of walking a tightrope, you know, and with boxing gloves on. But now the gloves are off, and I think they think it's now or never, and they're hell bent for leather.
Yeah, they're going for broke.
Yes.
Exactly.
Anyway, internet or no internet, I'll never throw away my trusty shortwave radio.
It sure came in handy, didn't it?
Oh, it always comes in handy.
Michael, yeah, I have to say, I've gotten, and I mentioned, I think, here tonight, I've gotten a lot of emails from people who were really frantic, and I appreciate that. You know, I mean,
sure.
These were people who, you know, not just listeners to my show, but to the other good programming here in the network. And I know there's a lot of very happy people out there who are tuning in or who are still trying to tune in.
Michael, by any chance, did you happen to catch John Statmiller's show last Friday?
No, I seldom get a chance to listen to my own show.
Okay. Anyway,
I didn't hear John's.
He was reading, I gather, a transcript of a 1961 speech by Benjamin Friedman before some sort of audience, and I found those words to just be profound. They just floored me. And I'm not that familiar with Benjamin Friedman or his works or books. And a caller called in late in the show and said that she had gotten either tapes or transcripts of speeches from Friedman through the Spotlight or the Barnes Review some years ago. And I wonder if you know if those might still be available.
No, they're not. Although there was a Ben Friedman speech, it was reprinted in the Barnes Review some time ago. That's funny. I actually just had it in my hands the other day.
Really?
I can check on that, and I will.
Well, on this one, he hit everything. He didn't. He just hit on every topic on what the Zionists have been up to from even before World War One. Up to that time in 61, and I mean, coming from a Jewish man himself, I was absolutely floored.
I had Eustace Mullins.
Yes.
Forgive me, Eustace, for calling you what's his name, but I had Eustace Mullins on the show the other night, and you know, Eustace knew Benjamin Friedman,
and he?
You know, Eustace surprised me when he said this, but he did indeed say it.
Yeah.
That he wasn't quite sure if he could entirely trust Benjamin Friedman.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but aside from that, you see, aside from that, you know, I've looked into, you know, my boss, Willis Carter, knew Benjamin Friedman well. In fact, he hosted Friedman at one of those speeches that's been so widely distributed. Yeah, in fact, Willis had been the sponsor of one of those things. And Liberty Lobby actually used to put out 33 records.
No kidding.
With Benjamin Friedman's speech on, yeah, and then later cassette tapes.
Well, the things that Friedman mentioned in these speeches, they just couldn't be more devastating.
Yeah, he had a lot of, I mean, he was definitely an insider, and he was very, very much tuned into to what was going on. So he's one of these enigmatic characters that Lyndon LaRouche put out a publication years ago in which he flatly alleged, well, one of his writers flatly alleged that Benjamin Friedman was actually a front for the Anti-Defamation League, that they were using Benjamin Friedman. Now, like I say, I don't know what to make of that.
Well, such a thing, it could be possible because I guess we've got examples of it, don't we?
Yeah.
With other people. But he was just about laying the causes of World War One and Two at the footsteps of the Jews.
Well, no, you know, and I don't want to, yes, and I want to emphasize here that I don't want to negate the contributions of Benjamin Friedman, because I think you know, I remember an issue of Common Sense, the old magazine that he used to publish, that they had one of those big one of those speeches or an essay by him plastered across it. I literally used to have about 150 or 200 copies of that years ago. There's no question about it. His work encapsulated, you know, the whole story.
Well, I would imagine if the Mossad would hear the things he said, they would have eliminated him or something like that.
It's well, yeah. I think the easy answer is yes, but on the other hand, you know, I tell you, there's so they can't kill everybody. That's why, you know, over the years, people said to me, "Well, why haven't you been killed?" And I say, "Well, you know, if anything, if I got mysteriously murdered or I died mysteriously, people would automatically assume that I was murdered by the Mossad, and it would give me further credibility in death that I would ever have than I would ever have in life."
Yeah, right.
So,
right.
You know, I always say the Mossad should give me a 24-hour guard. You know, because I sure can't afford it myself.
Yeah. Well, that's all about all I had tonight.
All right. Yeah, I need to move on anyway, Jack. Okay. We got some others waiting.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call, though. All right, let's go to Gary in Washington. How are you, Gary?
Hey, good evening. I wanted to know if you had any more information on that pseudo-whistleblower Michael German.
Nothing further on him, although, you know, it's kind of interesting. This guy, Michael German, for those who don't know, he's a former undercover informant for the FBI.
Yeah, I'm one of his victims. I know him quite well.
Yes, I remember that now. Yeah, that clicked in my mind. I don't know where he is these days. The last I heard of him was actually just more recently. His name popped up in some other context. Someone was quoting some things that he had said and written. But he's one of these people. You know, do we even know that Michael German is even really his name?
Well, you don't know. We know that. But, I know what kind of a piece of garbage he is, and I would no more trust that he's a whistleblower and a man in the moon. He's probably working for somebody else to get in on somebody else. Because there's nothing trustworthy about the guy. I mean, he'd lie, cheat, steal, or whatever it takes to do the job in which he wants to do. You know what I mean?
And, you know, this is interesting because, you know, you had personal experience with one of these guys, and, you know, people who've And I imagine, I mean, probably when you first met him, he came across as the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Well, he was very slick about it. He was what you would say, you know, polite and courteous, and acted kind of, you know, normal. He didn't get too pushy, but, you know, he worked his way in, and then pretty quick here, and then it was a kind of the crybaby deal. He really needed something done, and he was rather skillful in that. And as far as his knowledge level of anything, mechanical, he's absolutely the dumber in a box of rocks, really. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the only way that guy could ever make a living would be, you know, with a con-type attitude.
Yeah, well, this is what, you know, it requires a certain psychology on the part of someone.
That's right.
To do what they do, you know,
to lie continuously. And steal people's freedoms with their lie and get a paycheck at the same time.
And that's exactly what the guy was doing. Yeah, I mean, and he and so many other people leading people into stings and traps and Yeah, and this is
what a thing to be proud of, you know, that you can con people into things that normally doesn't even come up in their life.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, in order to climb that perverted ladder of success for himself, he has to do it off the back of innocent people.
Well, you know, I mean, I think if we look down at the Oklahoma City bombing, I mean, there's no question that there were several of these Michael German types.
Speaking of that Oklahoma City bombing, I was watching the TV, and there was a scene there at the very beginning of it. It showed a guy coming out of that building with a little satchel charge in his hand, and I've never seen that film anywhere. And I didn't have a VCR to where I could record it.
Coming out with a what?
With a little, like a military satchel charge, you know, where you carry your explosives in the bag.
Oh, really? That's very... Yeah, well, see, you know, this is the funny thing about events like that, whether it's the Oklahoma bombing or 9/11, the Kennedy assassination.
Right.
You know, what happens is, you know, the news gets in there and covers it as it happens. And, And despite the tight control there is on the mass media,
right,
they can't guarantee, you know, when it, when things are being filmed live, you know, the stuff is filmed and it happens and people see it.
Yeah, and that's,
you know, and then it just disappears.
That's when you need to be able to record it, you know. And at the time, I didn't have any recording means, which I do now, and I'm set up so that if anything does happen on there, boy, tape's going in immediately, because those first few minutes of the events tell more than what they'll ever tell you later on.
Exactly, exactly, and that's so true. You know, I remember many events. I mean, even 9-1-1. I remember there were things that were being reported here.
Yeah.
In Washington,
right,
that have somehow just been forgotten.
Yeah, nobody talks about the Pentagon.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm talking about they said bombs had gone off in downtown Washington, that there was a fire in the old executive office building, which is right next to the White House. I mean, there were many, many things just somehow...
Yeah, they just dry up.
Just
nobody
have disappeared from the official record. And,
right.
And so, you know, this is more of the same, you know. And then when you do have these Judas goats, these undercover agents like this guy,
yeah,
Michael German, or this guy Andreas Strassmeyer and his lawyer Kirk Lyons, and
right,
all sorts of other people, you know, putting on nice smiles and saying the right things and sounding like quote unquote good patriots.
Right.
You know, this is the thing. People don't understand that. You know, they just find it hard to believe that anybody else could be such a phony.
Yeah, I know. They're not even intelligent enough to realize or practice the same thing they did in Nazi Germany. You know, and that's not that far back in history.
Well, you know, what we have here, though, are, you know, people posing as one thing when they're absolutely something else, and
right,
leading people, in some cases, leading people into committing crimes, or at least setting the framework where crimes could be committed. And you know what makes it all the more damnable is the fact that our tax dollars
paying for that
pay for it.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know it. I'm, as far as I'm concerned, they ought to be flushed down a toilet where they can float around with light.
Yeah, well, we need lots of cleanser, we need lots of bleach, we need lots of rat poison, and we need lots of scaffolds. And
you're not just kidding.
And someday I'm not going to feel bad pulling the switch on some of them. So
that's right.
All right,
it'll come around and get them. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for your call.
You bet. Bye bye.
All right, let's go to Kevin in Texas. Kevin, we have a break coming up shortly, but you're welcome to stay over for the break. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm fine. I just wanted to. You asked yesterday about. You said you were going to talk about some things that were in the American Free Press, and I did want to bring up an article. There's an article, big article on Rahm Emanuel, calling him the Godfather.
That was a piece by Mark Glenn a couple weeks
right,
ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I was interested because I was looking at the computer one day and happened upon a Washington Post article about Emanuel, because I'd wondered what had happened to him and why he had gotten or how he had gotten back into politics. I knew he ran for the seat in Illinois and won, all that stuff. But the article in the Post was very enlightening. A little short piece says, in 1999, without any previous experience, Emanuel joined the investment bank of Democratic donor Bruce Wasserstein. Within 2 years, thanks in part to the bank being sold, Emanuel had made about $18 million.
Such a deal.
Yeah, enough to get back in the game without worrying about his family's finances. Rahm was always going to go back into politics, said Ezekiel, this is his brother. That was the whole point of going into investment banking. Now, I just find it hard to believe that somebody with no previous experience in 2 years can earn $18 million at a job.
Hey, well, I couldn't agree with you more. Hang on for the break,
okay,
Kevin. All right, this is Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington. We're trying to figure out how Rahm Emanuel, the son of Zionist terrorists, made $18 million in 2 years in the banking business. Damn, I'm in the wrong business. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, it lives. This is Michael Collins Piper, brought to you courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. We have caller on board, Kevin, who brought up the fact that Rahm Emanuel, big shot Democrat in the House of Representatives, longtime fixer for the Zionist movement in official Washington, went into investment banking with no prior experience and made, what, $14, $18, $20 million within 2 years. You know, Kevin, it's kind of interesting. I was thinking during the break, I'm not here to suggest he did anything wrong to make all that money. In fact, if anything, he probably didn't do anything to make that
money. Exactly that. I'm not suggesting that he did anything wrong. What I am suggesting, though, is that number one, this country has become very skewed. If $18 million now is viewed as a quote nest egg unquote, I mean that's ridiculous. But the other thing is, I'm suggesting that this is how a lot of this operates. I mean,
exactly.
They wanted Rahm Emanuel back in Congress, so they got him a job with one of their cronies, and they gave him basically $18 million.
They gave him the money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And after 2 years, he just left and went back to Congress, like they wanted him in Congress.
That's right, and that's exactly what it comes down to. You know, if you consider the fact that the Rothschild family and their satellites like the Bronfmans and Rupert Murdoch and the Oppenheimers and all of these people who've been sitting on literally billions, oh, I guess it's probably trillions of dollars now.
Exactly.
You know, they have so much money.
This is nothing to them.
All around.
Yeah, this is nothing. $18 million is nothing to them.
Exactly, and that's what happened there. They just they gave him a fancy office, and he made a few phone calls and for people, and they gave him, they found an excuse to filter $18 million to him, or whatever that figure was that you gave us.
Yeah, $18 million. That's correct. Yeah.
You know, that's a pretty good deal for being part of the power structure.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it just makes us normal people out here trying to earn a living and trying to do all the right things and everything. It just makes you feel like, you know, you can't achieve what a lot of people can achieve because you just don't have the right connections.
Right. I mean, you know, I have a friend who's a big figure in the financial industry, you know what I mean? And no matter how many millions he's ever made, he's never made $18 million within 2 years.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And he works hard at it and handles a lot of people's money, some big names and their big money. Someone like that who has no experience in it at all, that is, again, part of how this I don't know if you heard last night's broadcast, but
yes.
I mentioned that Newt Gingrich just got $1 million from the Las Vegas casino interest.
Right, who was married to Barbara Walters.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you say about Newt Gingrich, I don't know. I mean, that's my opinion. I just don't find him very impressive, aside from his political views that I disagree with. But, I mean, but the very fact that someone could sit down and write a check to Newt Gingrich, who hasn't even been in office in years, goes to show you that there is so much money floating around out there.
Exactly.
From sources legal and illegal.
Exactly.
Shady and not so shady.
Exactly.
And yet they put Newt Gingrich on the tit for a while.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for your call. Apologies to those we couldn't get up tonight. Jeff from Vermont is at least one of them. We'll be here tomorrow night, though. God willing, and thanks for sticking with the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your support is very much appreciated, and we're here doing what we can do to bring you the truth, no matter how much that truth hurts. But we know you can handle the truth. Thanks, folks, for listening. Thanks to John and the folks at RBN for working so hard to get things back in shape. Tell your friends, RBN is still on the air.